So actually what this stems from is it started from actually a basic shoplifting complaint. Our local gas station had a lady come in, kind of just fast finger, you know, about 30, 40 bucks worth of liquor and snacks, but, and then took off, right? So just left the store, didn't pay for anything, just walked out. One of the officers that was working that night, responded, took the report, tried to find the vehicle and couldn't find it. So they kind of just, you know, they had a description of the vehicle. The cameras weren't that great. They couldn't get a license plate. So they, you know, they had a description of the vehicle and the person, but, you know, after driving around town and not seeing that car, they kind of just left it be and sent out an attempt to locate. Well, one of my off-duty officers was actually coming home from the gym that evening and then saw a car that was like halfway on the roadway, halfway off the roadway, just north of our town. So she called the officer that was on duty and said, hey, there's a weird vehicle. It looks like it needs help. You might want to go check it out. So the officer goes out there, check it out. Well, pulls up behind his vehicle, immediately recognizes that it matches the description of the vehicle that left the gas station, which he walks up to the window. A lady was leaning back and then sat up, saw that it was a police officer, and then drove away, squealed her tires and drove off. So the officer then pursued the vehicle, trying to get it to stop, turn the lights on, everything, and they just kept going. So they actually initiated a pursuit at that time in that vehicle. They went to West Union. They did a lap around West Union. They started to come back south, and deputies were able to get stop sticks out. So they stop sticked the first vehicle, got her in custody. I was actually on vacation, so they called my sergeant, who was on call, you know, let him know what was going on, all this stuff. And so he came out to help clear up the scene and make sure everything was done properly. So they had a disabled vehicle on the highway, Highway 150, right here, right in the smack dab middle of the highway in town. You know, they had cars out there, so it was the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and ourselves waiting for a tow truck to get this disabled vehicle off the road. Well, so they set up one lane of traffic, basically, to make sure that vehicles could get through. Well, while they were sitting there blocking traffic, another vehicle heading northbound on Highway 150 was approaching them at an extremely high rate of speed and actually almost hit the deputy and my sergeant while they were sitting there waving, you know, with lights and everything on, trying to tell them to slow down, and almost hit them. So they had to jump out of the way while my sergeant immediately gave chase and tried to stop them, you know, to basically give them a ticket for not slowing down to emergency lights, and they didn't stop. So he started pursuing that vehicle. So now we've got the officers and the deputies scrambling because we've got a blocked highway and then another high-speed pursuit that's going right back towards West Union. So they travel back to West Union, and it actually starts to get really dangerous. The suspect vehicle goes through yards, and it gets really bad. So that the through a residential area, the speeds were too high. They were being too reckless. My sergeant decides that he's gonna call off the pursuit. And shortly after that, the driver of the vehicle actually ended up missing a curve and wrecked his vehicle off the roadway. So they went over there and, you know, put that person into custody and found out that they actually had warrants, felony warrants out of Waterloo, Blackhawk County. And they were under the person driving that vehicle was under the impression that we had set up a roadblock specifically for them. So they thought that they were going to get caught that night, that we knew that they were moving or whatever, when really we would have had no idea if they would have just slowed down. So it was a crazy sequence of events for sure.